be talking about planting dates and poultry litter application. So please go ahead and take the stage.
Hello, everyone. My name is Yaru Lin from Auburn University. Today, I would like to give a presentation about the great yield response to poultry litter application and the wheat soybean double cropping system. The past decade has been rapid expansion in the broader industrial in the world, and in the United States, more than 8.54 billion broilers produced every year. And especially the southeastern area covering about 17% of the total production. Consequently, a great amount of poultry litter produced every year. And in general, 1.5 kilogram manure produced by one broiler every year. Therefore, more than 12.1 million tons poultry litter produced in this country annually. And poultry litter is widely used in agronomy. It's about 90% is land applied since it contains all the essential nutrients for the plant growth and the equivalent to a 3-3-2 grade fertilizer. Some research found the applied poultry litter could improve soil quality and productivity. So in recent years, the interest in using poultry litter as a low-cost alternative to the inorganic chemical fertilizer has increased to the row crop producer. This table shows some the field study about poultry litter. You could find the additional of poultry litter could greatly increase the soil nutrient level, especially the phosphorus, potassium, and the calcium, thereby increase the yield of the cotton, corn, soybean, and peanuts. But most of those research applied poultry litter based on the nitrogen rates that may lead to accumulation of other elements in the soil. Well, crop rotation with an exhaustive crop without any fertilizer may help to remove those residual fertilizer such as the excessive phosphorus and prevent the nutrient losses into the surface runoff. A good example is the double cropping, which is widely applied in the United States, especially those east area. And the double cropping could help to recapture of the prevalent nutrients, reduce fertilizer requirements, reduce soil water losses, protect soil from erosion, and increase soil organic fertilizer. Organic matter, thus increase the total profit. Well, soybean wheat double cropping is widely practiced in the southeast U.S. It's about 60% of the total national soybean acreage. One research found wheat yield accounted more than 60% of the combined net return from the double cropping. Well, another one found the double cropping could increase the soybean yield by 58% to 82%, but not for the wheat. Well, there's little information about the poultry litter application under those soybean wheat double cropping in the southeastern area. To fully understand the effects of the poultry litter on the grain yield under the wheat soybean double cropping system, we get a 2-year field study for the following of the objectives. Compare the response of wheat soybean double cropping and the conventional monocropping system, and evaluate the impact of the inorganic nitrogen and poultry litter on wheat and soybean productivity. Also, investigate the interaction between the cropping system and the fertilizer type on the agricultural production. The experiment was a randomized complete block design, including 6 treatments with 4 replications at 2 research locations. One is the U.S. Smith Research Center. Another is the Prattville Agricultural Research Unit in Alabama. There are 2 cropping systems, fallow soybean and wheat soybean cropping system. Nitrogen sources were applied on wheat with the following 5 treatments. On fertilizer control, inorganic nitrogen fertilizer at 135 kg of nitrogen per hectare. Poultry litter at 135 kg total nitrogen per hectare. Poultry litter with 45 kg nitrogen plus 90 kg inorganic fertilizer. And the poultry litter with 90 kg nitrogen plus 45 kg inorganic fertilizer. The field was tilled and separated into plot before we planting wheat. And then we applied poultry litter at wheat planting. Urea ammonia sulfate used as the inorganic fertilizer and planted at the end of March. Wheat plant was at the mid of November at the rate of 134 kg per hectare, while soybean planted at the mid of June at the rate of 78 kg per hectare. During the growing season, we mirrored the plant height for both wheat and soybean. Finally, we harvest the wheat at the end of May and harvest soybean at the beginning of November. The grain yield for both crops were mirrored. This finger shows the wheat height at the grain formation stages in 2015. We could find the combination of poultry litter and urea ammonia sulfate treatment, those two, has a similar plant height to the inorganic fertilizer treatment. And those three treatments show a higher plant height than the unfertilizer control at Prattville. In the second year, we could find that those four treatments, both the poultry litter and the urea ammonia sulfate single or combination application shows a higher plant height than the unfertilizer control. Next, we'll go to the wheat yield at the in the 2015. We found a similar result to the plant height. The combination of poultry litter and the urea ammonia sulfate showed a similar plant height, plant yield to the inorganic fertilizer treatment, and showed a higher yield than the single poultry litter treatment and the unfertilizer control at both locations. In 2016, those four treatments, the single poultry litter or inorganic fertilizer application or the combination of both fertilizers shows a higher yield than the unfertilizer control. Thus, the combination of the poultry litter and the urea ammonia sulfate shows improving to the wheat growth and yield. Next, we'll turn to the soybean part. This finger shows the soybean height at the beginning maturity stage in 2015. Those five treatments shows a similar plant height, that the nitrogen sources has no impact on the soybean height. But for the double cropping, for those five treatments, it has a higher plant height than the fallow treatment. Similar to the soybean height, the seed yield in 2015 also has the nitrogen source shows no effect on the soybean yield, but the double cropping shows a higher seed yield than the fallow treatment at the Prattville and the U.S. Smith. That the wheat soybean double cropping could improve the soybean production. In conclusion, compared to the urea ammonia sulfate, the single poultry litter application has no beneficial on the either wheat or soybean production, but the combination of both fertilizer, it shows an improving of the wheat production. The double cropping could improve the soybean production compared to the fallow treatment. That may be due to the wheat plant could protect the soil during the winter time, and some residues of the wheat could support some nutrients for the following soybean growth. In conclusion, therefore, the combination of poultry litter and inorganic nitrogen fertilizer used for wheat soybean cropping system could potentially provide a sustainable yield production. That's all. Thank you, Ira. Any questions?
Questions? did you anticipate, or why did the soybeans grow taller in your wheat versus your fallow system?
I think because we applied some fertilizer to the to wheat, and then they have some residual as a starter nutrient for the soybean growth, so they could cut higher plant height.
Do you think the wheat stubble would have anything to do with that?
That maybe could do for the other plants, that, such as corn.
I have two questions. The first question is your data and your results vary a lot between the two sites. What do you think the possible reason behind it? And the next question is, what is the take-home message for the farmers?
First one is the difference between the result between the two location. That may be due to the soil type different to the two location. One is sandy loam, another one is loam sandy. So they may have different water content and the capture of the nutrients. And the next one, the part of
that.
Yeah, I got some data from soil moisture, but I didn't show in the piece.
And the next question was, what's the take-home message for the farmers? What do you want to say to the farmers? What's your
result? The results are actually, I think, if you want to get a bigger profit to get more money, I think in the southeastern area it's better to do for the double cropping and use the poultry litter because it's very cheap than the inorganic fertilizer.
Last questions before lunch? All right. Thank you.